I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis fired a campaign aide Thursday. It comes a day after the aide was arrested for aggravated battery at an event for Davis's opponent, Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan. According to Springfield police, Levi Lovell appeared to be intoxicated and was putting his cell phone camera in people's faces, trying to provoke them into saying something inappropriate. Londrigan says Lovell was out of line.
I know as a candidate to expect a certain amount of tracking and things like that, and I understand that. But for him to go after my family is completely unacceptable.
Londrigan says Davis called to apologize. In other news, Illinois Democrats say they're united heading into this fall's election. They had a record-breaking crowd at a rally Thursday in Springfield. Brian Mackey has more.
More than 3,000 Democrats bought tickets to hear former Vice President Joe Biden rally the faithful. Biden, however, was sick and couldn't make it, but others carried forward a message of defeating Republicans this November.
There's a basic rule in Illinois politics. The political party that remains united wins the election.
Michael Madigan is Speaker of the Illinois House and Chairman of the Democratic Party of Illinois.
If we stay together, we will win the general election. Every Democrat is going to be elected. Thank you very much.
Despite the unifying rhetoric, Madigan is aware that Republicans have made him a liability for many of his fellow Democrats. The speaker left the event shortly after it began. I'm Brian Mackey.
The mother of Laquan McDonald, the black teenager who was fatally shot by a white Chicago police officer, has appeared in court. Before she took the witness stand, the judge cleared the courtroom so the public and news media could not hear her testimony. The hearing came after Judge Vincent Gagan ordered Tina Hunter to comply with a subpoena from Officer Jason Van Dyke's attorneys to testify about her son. The judge wanted Hunter's testimony sealed out of concern it might prejudice potential jurors before Van Dyke's first-degree murder trial. The trial is scheduled to begin September 5th. Hunter has never spoken publicly about her son since Van Dyke shot him 16 times in 2014. She only appeared in court after Judge Gagan threatened to bar her from the trial if she did not testify. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Jennifer Fuller. Traffic is noticeably busier in Carbondale and the SIUC campus as students are moving in for the upcoming fall semester. Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry even helped with move-in yesterday and took to social media to send out a personal welcome message.
I want to take a moment to say welcome back to all of our returning students. To our new students, I would say you will find Carbondale to be a diverse, inclusive, and welcoming community. A great place to raise a family, and a great place to get a good education. I wish you the best in everything that you do.
Chancellor Carlo Montemagno says incoming freshmen will total just over 1,000 students this year. He says recruitment efforts are already ramping up for next year. Classes for fall 2018 start Monday. For the past 12 years, a partnership between a local nonprofit and the USDA has resulted in more than $23 million being invested in Southern Illinois. WSIU's Kevin Boucher has more.
Champion Community Investments provides capital in the form of low-interest loans to local businesses. For Mark Navoa, his loan enabled his business, Ground Effects Flooring, to expand.
And we took a $40,000 loan and turned it into a business that has produced anywhere between $80,000 to $120,000 every 3 days.
For more information about the program and how it impacts Southern Illinois, see our website. I'm Kevin Boucher.
A Southern Illinois woman has pleaded guilty to federal theft charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 45-year-old Betsy Gutowski of El Dorado provided false billing information. I'm Jennifer Fuller.